儿子说我死的时候我如果还知道，我若放这样就不要放这样子，我放这样不要，最后我要自己决定放哪里。因为传道常常会参加入墓礼啊，到底所要放哪里，放肚子放。
Sometimes I go to the funeral service, so sometimes I will tell my son that when I die, I want to decide where my hands are placed.
最后要决定自己所放哪里嘛。
I want to decide where my hands are placed.
啊，你我这时候我会想。
And I think about this.
啊，不是说假装了，就是说要死了。
And sometimes I think I'm going to die.
你有什么事情通不过的没有？
Is there anything that doesn't work out?
因为你要跟世界说再见呢、啊，有另外一个生命开始了，对不对
？Because you're leaving this world.
你可不可以讲罢了
？Can you say enough?
来，我们来看哈、哦，我们今天下午看能够看几个哈、哦？我们先来看第一个。
Let's look at the first one.
我们看创世纪。
Let's look at Genesis.
创世纪，我们来看45章。
Genesis chapter 45.
我们先从结果来看、哦、
Let's look at the result.
我们来看26节。
Verse 26.
26节。
26.
就是他的哥哥们就告诉他说，就是告诉约瑟。
His brother told Joseph.
那说约瑟还在。
Joseph is still alive.
并且呢做埃及全地的宰相。
And he is governor over all the land of Egypt.
这是他十个儿子跟他讲说，你那个宝贝儿子还没有死掉啊。
Jacob's 10 sons told Jacob that Joseph is still alive.
不只是没死，还做埃及全地的宰相。
Not only he's alive, he's also the governor over all the land of Egypt.
对这个老的约瑟的爸爸来讲的话，就是雅各来讲，这是。你能相信吗
？For old Jacob, he could not believe it.
接下来说，雅各心里冰凉。
Jacob's heart stood still.
人最怕心里冰凉了哈。
It's a very scary thing to have someone's heart stood still.
对所有事情没有感觉。
To have no emotions over anything.
虽然是活着了
，even though you're alive.
如果你可以想象一个人对什么都没有心里冰凉。
When you have feelings, no feelings over anything.
人家给你钱你也不感觉，好吃的也不感觉，你太太摸你一下没感觉，什么都没感觉，你儿子叫你爸爸你也没感觉。
Doesn't matter if someone gives you food or someone gives you money, you have no feelings.
你的孙子叫你阿公你也没感觉。
Your grandson calls you grandpa, you have no feeling.
生意失败了没感觉。
When your business fails, you have no feeling.
生意大赚啊没感觉。
When you make a lot of money, you have no feeling.
这种人啊哈。
This type of person.
那庄子说这种人就是形如槁木，你的身体好像枯干的木头啊。
They're saying that this type of person is like a dried wood.
那你的心好像烧过的灰，心如死灰，已经灰了。
Your heart is like a burnt ashes.
这就是雅各。
That was Jacob.
他这样过了几多年，你知道吗
？How many years he lived like that?
23年。
23 years.
自从他这个儿子就是约瑟不见之后
，Ever since his son Joseph went missing.
这个故事我们很熟了哈。
We know the story.
他十个大儿子外面放羊。
His older sons were shepherding.
其实那个时候，雅各也是爱他们的。
And Jacob loved them.
那雅各就想说啊，哥哥出去放羊那么久了都没有消息哈。
And Joseph thought that their brothers went out for so long and they didn't hear back.
那就派老十一去看看。
So he sent the 11 sons to check them out.
那于是就去了。
So Joseph went.
好，去了回来。是怎么回来的
？So how do you come back？
是他哥哥们拿了一件血衣啊，说你的儿子，你看这是你儿子的。
His brothers took back a garment full of blood。
那一件衣服是他爸爸特别做给这个约瑟的彩衣啊。
And this was a garment that Jacob made for Joseph。
他一看
，And he saw it。
啊，撕的衣服。
He tore his clothes。
他说：“ 被恶兽咬啦。
He said he was attacked by a beast.
因为是哥哥们故意把他弄破啊，然后染上那个羊血啊。
But it was his brothers who put the blood on it.
看那个爪痕啊，那个雅各是牧羊人，一看一定是被恶兽。
And he saw the claw marks, so he thought it was a beast.
当然他会问啊，
So he asked them.
怎么会死得这么惨
？How did he die？
你们哥哥们当然哈，圣经是没写了，一定会问的嘛。
And Bible didn't record this, but of course he asked.
那他的哥哥们怎么编故事，我们就不知道了。圣经都一句话都没讲。
But we don't know how his brothers made up the story.
对雅各来讲的话
，For Jacob，
从那一天开始
，Starting from that day，
他内心就已经凉了。
His heart stood still.
他们十个。孩子在讲话，他听得下去吗
？When his sons are talking, can he listen?
听不下去。
He cannot listen.
经过23年。
It's been 23 years.
因为那个约瑟离家的时候，如果从37章看的话，应该是17岁之后， 17岁。因为37章说他17岁。
Chapter 37 says he was 17 years old.
17岁。
17 years old.
经过他三十岁当宰相
，He was a governor at 30 years old.
然后有七年的丰年
，And there are 7 years of harvest.
有两年的有七年的荒年，有两年的丰年
，7 years of famine and 2 years of harvest.
那时候已经过了差不多二十二年，二十三年。
It's been about 22-23 years.
这当中呢
，And during this time,
因为那个雅各虽然一家他跟十个。大儿子们还有最小的一起过生活。
Jacob lived with his ten oldest sons and his younger son.
从这里可以看得到，他不信他的哥哥，那个他的十个大儿子的，他不相信他们讲的话。
He did not believe the things that his son said.
他虽然报告说你那个宝贝儿子还活着、啊。
They told him that Joseph is still alive.
并且当宰相啊
！And he is governor.
他心里冰凉。
His heart stood still.
跟你说，哇，你那个生意哈，一夜翻100倍啊
！When someone tells him that your business grew 100-fold, he has no feeling.
但是呢，我们再看第27节。
Let's look at verse 27.
因为不信他们，所以心里冰凉；因为心里冰凉，所以不信他们。
He did not believe them because his heart stood still.
人跟人之间的这样子嘛
That's how people interact.
你心里一凉的话，什么都不用讲了。
When your heart is cold, you don't need to say anything.
好，27节
，Verse 27。
他们只好，他们便将约瑟对他们说的一切话都告诉了他。
They told him all the words which Joseph had said to them.
他们的话不信，他就把那他的所爱的儿子的话来告诉他。
So he did not believe the words his son spoke, so they told him the words Joseph spoke.
他们父亲雅各又看见约瑟打发来接他的车辆。
And he saw the carts which Joseph had sent to carry him.
因为在这个之前我们看那个第23节啊。
If we look at verse 23.
因为他送他父亲公驴十匹拖着埃及的美物。母驴十匹拖着粮食和饼和菜
He sent his father's 10 donkeys loaded with the good things of Egypt and 10 female donkeys loaded with grain, bread and food
然后呢就是要接他父亲了
to send it to carry Jacob
那并且法老也派车子要让他们搭
and Pharaoh also sent a cart
那个就是在第19节
in verse 19
好，他爸爸一看，眼睛就亮起来了。
So his father saw it and his eyes lit up.
这里说心就苏醒了。
It says that the spirit of Jacob revived.
那你念一下第27节。
27. But when they told him all the words which Joseph had said to them, and we saw the carts which Joseph had sent to carry him, the spirits of Jacob, their father, revived.
重点是翻心哈，其实是他的灵。
It says, spirit.
他的灵就活过来了。
His spirit revived.
就不一样了。
It was different.
之后，活人才能够讲下面的话。
Only the living can say the following thing.
28节。
28.
这里不是讲雅各哈。
It doesn't say Jacob.
你看，你在这之前，你看25节、26节都是讲雅各，雅各，对不对
？25 and 26 it says Jacob.
但现在换个名字了。
Here is use a different name.
以色列
，Israel.
其实他这个人有两个名字嘛，我们很知道。
He had two names.
他本名叫做雅各。
He was named Jacob.
那神给他起名叫以色列。
But God named him Israel.
他之后他也可能没有常常在用以色列啊。
But he didn't use Israel much.
那现在呢？圣经说以色列说。
But here the Bible says Israel said.
他说罢了，罢了。
It is enough.
他说我的儿子约瑟还在。
Joseph, my son is still alive.
那趁我没有死以前呢，我要去见他一面。
I will go and see him before I die.
对那个雅各来讲。
For Jacob,
也就是对以色列来讲
，For Israel,
他这个罢了是他在这一段人生的一个转捩。
It was a turning point in his life when he said, "It is enough."
那我们来想想，罢了是在这里它是什么意思了
？Let's think about what enough means here.
大家想一下嘛，哈。
Let's think about it.
有时候罢了是说，就是罢了，全部把那个弄倒哈。
Sometimes
不完了
，You say enough and flip everything over.
那这里罢了是什么
？What does enough mean here？
这里是说告一段落。
It means a conclusion，
一个转捩
，a turning point。
不用再证明了。
He does not need to say there。
不用再讲了。
He does not need to say more。
到此结束。
It is enough。
新的开始
，a new beginning。
就是把以前冰凉放下
，to put down the stillness of his heart。
把不信放下
，put down his。Unbelief.
对他的，他对他的十个小孩也一样哦。
It's the same to his ten sons.
在这之前，他不信他们的。
He did not believe his sons.
无所谓怎么样。
It doesn't matter.
但现在呢
？What about now?
这些让他过去。
It's all in the past.
接下来我们看到雅各的一生，这个罢了是一个很大的转捩。
We see a very great turning point from starting from this enough.
我们一生有两个功课。
There are two assignments for us in our lives.
一个对神
，one for God.
第二个对人
，one for human.
我们在洗礼的时候
，when we get baptized,
应该在洗礼前哈，应该放下一切。
Before we baptize, we need to put down everything.
接受洗礼
，to be receive baptism.
你洗礼之后，你是面对神。
After you're baptized, you face God.
信仰永远是面向神的。
Your faith is always turned toward God.
但是呢，不要忘记，我们是对面对人的。
But let's not forget, we also need to face people.
面对人，这是一个很大的学习。
It's a very great lesson to face people.
你一路上可能受这个伤，受那个伤。
On your journey, you may get hurt.
在这座年纪比我大的也不少啊。
There are many who are older than me here.
所以我说讲下面这些，有时候怕怕。
So when I speak these things, I'm afraid.
但是这是我自己的体验，就是。
But this is my personal experience.
但是有一点哈，你们一般不比较不会传道，如果去哪里，都会如果人要离世，都会叫传道。
Sometimes
比较不会叫你哈。
When people are about to depart, they will call the pastors.
我办丧礼最多在惠州。
I conducted most funerals in.Africa.
在美国有一次在这里，你不想记不记得
？The United States in Bowen Park Church.
就是最早一次了，我应该十几年前了。
More than 10 years ago.
应该两千年左右。
Around 2000.
如果一个人要去世啊
，When someone's about to depart.
信徒的话
，If they believe in Christ.
你访问他，到最后他一定是跟人和好。有这种心哦。
You ask them, they always want to reconcile with people.
如果这个人，譬如说得了癌症
，For example, if this person has cancer,
你去拜，你去看他，他还是骂这个骂那个，教会不公平啊，哪一个人气他，可能还不会死。
You go visit them and they yell at everyone and think that, things are unfair. Maybe he will not die yet.
或是我自己在想啊
，Or I think.
神不太喜欢他。
God does not like this person much.
一个，我遇到一个哈。
I've met this person.
他可以骂骗全世界的人。
He can complain about everything.
脾气又够坏。
He has a really bad temper.
然后呢，无论谁他不怕了。
He does not fear anyone.
不，什么什么谁是谁啊？
He doesn't care who it is.
但是他很教会很认真做工就是了。
But he works very hard in church.
但到最后呢
？In the end,
你会感觉他有那种感觉是说他准备回家了。
I had this feeling that he is ready to go home.
不再骂人了。
He no longer yell at people.
那刚开始得他是也是得癌症了。他说怎么会是我
？When he first had cancer, he said, "Why me?"
你看那个负责人，那个传道。睡得那么晚的这个安息日都讲到一半才来，他都是第一个来啊，怎么会轮到我？他如果要得癌症，应该这个负责人、这个传道，应该他们先得啊。
He said, "Look at this board member or this pastor. If anyone's to receive cancer, it should be them."
如果照他的理论，也应该了。
And it makes sense.
怎么会轮到他？
Why was it him? He was very faithful.
无论讲道或是扫厕所，他都会啊。
Whether it's
也有做。
He can give sermon. He can clean the bathroom.
做的很多。
He did very much.
但是呢，神在磨他。
But God was training him.
到最后呢
？In the end,
去看他。
When I visited him.
刚开始去我们就听嘛，但是去听也不错，因为传道有时候欠骂。
In the beginning, I would go listen, and it is
说真的
okay.
很少直接骂传道了，比较少了。
And they're not.
如果人家直接骂也是好事。
And it's a good thing that they can rebuke.
太好了
pastors, for me.
那但到最后呢
？In the end,
不单不骂
，not only he stop rebuking people.
讲话我怎么那时候我心里感觉啊，差不多了。
I felt that it's about time.
真的隔天他就走了。
And the next day he passed.
还来不及说，也是这样讲哦，就走了。
And he passed like that.
所以一个人，如果神爱的人，到你可以，当然这不能说用科学做问卷调查哈，你可以去 study。真的，我遇过好，我可以讲至少有十个都是这样子。
Of course,
我现在能够想出来的。
This is not scientific, but who the people that come to mind, I can think of at least 10 people like that.
好，那那个雅各呢
？How about for Jacob?
他跟神面对神已经解决了。
To God, he has solved his problems.
我们知道他跟神在哪个时候解决
？How when did he resolve his problem with God?
跟神摔跤那个时候
？When he wrestled with God.
摔到最后，其实神怎么会就像小孩子两岁的小孩跟那个强壮的阿公那个什么摔跤你开玩笑嘛
It's like a two-year-old wrestling with a strong man
不可能嘛
It's impossible
神摸一下他就瘸了
He touched him and he became lame
所以他才抓住神你要跟我祝福
So he held on to God and asked him for blessings
他腿瘸了
He was crippled
那他的自私的心就除掉了
，and it took away his selfish heart.
他能够真的看神，真的抓住神
，so he can truly grab onto God.
这不容易的、啊、
，it's not very easy.
像我们早上看到的那个亚伯拉罕也是一样，趴在地上。
For example, this
在神面前呢、啊、
，this morning we study how Abraham laid down in front of God.
在神面前不要装着很有骨气啊
，let's not be very
就好像你很勇敢啊
Very brave in front of God.
在神面前你骨气久了你会长骨刺的。
If you are very stubborn, then you will get hurt.
你就悖逆了你不会好过的了。
You rebel, then life will not be easy.
一定要趴在神面前。
You have to fall in front of God.
不是趴在人面前你趴人面前没有用的。你趴在人面前很跨水败啊。
Not to fall before people because it would not work.
在神面前
you have to fall before God.
但跟人呢就不一样了。
To people, it's different.
雅各也是一样啊。
And Jacob is the same.
我们像他来讲的话，敌人是在哪里啊
？Where is his enemy?
啊，他家的人。
In his house.
对不对？他现在十个儿子。
His 10 sons.
因为老十一是他最疼的。
His 11 son he loved the most.
那为什么？ 因为老十一的太太是他最爱的。
Because he loved the, his wife,
他的妈妈
who gave birth to Joseph.
是他最爱的。
He loved his mother.
在圣经里面，你看，他立那个石柱哈。
He set down set up pillars.
柱子哈 ，pillar.
Pillars.
石头的。
Pillars of stone.
第一个就是在伯特利郊游面对神。
First one in Bethel.
那另外一个呢
？Second one.
就是他的太太拉结去世了。
When his wife Rachel passed,
圣经说他立了一个铜牌柱子。
He Bible says he laid down another pillar.
到他要死之前呢，他还跟他的儿子说：“啊，在那个伯利恒哈，就是的路上啊，你的妈妈死了，我在那里埋葬他，立个铜牌。”
Before he died, he told his sons that on the way to Bethlehem, he laid a pillar for Rachel.
那生了便雅悯，妈妈就死了。
When she gave birth to Benjamin, she died.
所以这个孩子又被恶兽给咬了。
And this, his other son was killed by a beast.
即使是十个大哥哥们哈，这十个大儿子骗的，他做生现在知道了，骗了。
Actually, it was his sons who deceived him.
骗了二十几年。
They deceived him for more than 20 years.
如果你被骗了二十几年，
if you are deceived for more than 20 years,
那你都心里冰凉了。
Your heart is still.
你想怎么？你已经恨死了。
You must hate them very much.
至少气几天嘛，对不对？
You will be at least angry for a few days.
但是在这个时候，
but here,
以色列说罢了。
Israel said it is enough.
以前的要放得下。
He let go of his past.
对人的错，或是有时要放下。
To other people's wrongs, you have to let go.
我是说在教会里面的了。
In church.
这个教会跟外面是看什么事情？有时候你听错了，譬如说了哈，这是你家对不对
？For example, this is your house.
你隔壁人把围巴围到你家一半。
Your neighbor put down a fence in the middle.
你要不要忍耐啊？
Are you going to tolerate that?
只有看你啊。如果你这边还有十亩啊，你说那个小地方无所谓，就无所谓。那正常应该去什么？正常应该去你们这边应该去警察局嘛，哈？还是去哪里？告诉警察就要不要跟他打架。
Normally you will go to the police unless you have a very great land.
这个就不是说要忍耐啊，或是要赦免啊。
It's not about tolerating or forgiving.
这个不一样了哈。
It's different.
你做生意人家欠你钱呢，你不要说啊赦免他，好像主耶稣赦免人一样。我看你，主耶稣打你屁股啊。
When someone owes you money,
这个赦免忍耐不是在这个时候的，这个要分开啊。
And forgiving and tolerating it depends on the context.
在一个家里面
in his house,
在教会
in his
教会只有一个家
and church is like a house.
他说我的儿子还活着
he said his son is still alive.
要趁着没有死去看他一面
I will go and see him before I die.
他做这样的决定
he made up his mind.
你在想合不合乎神的旨意
is it according to God's will?
想一下
let's think about it.
我们想到那个亚伯拉罕
Let's think about Abraham.
亚伯人下埃及。
Abraham went to Egypt.
如果神不把他出手，他可能就故事就没有了。
If God did not intervene, then his story would end there.
那个以撒。
Isaac.
创世纪二十六章。
Isaac, Genesis chapter 26.
一样遇到饥荒。
He also faced a famine.
神告诉他哦，你不可下埃及。
God told him, "Do not go to Egypt."
哦，他就没有下了。
He didn't.
好，可以不下埃及
？Can we go to Egypt?
对，这个是所谓的埃及情节哈。这个一个 complex of Egypt.
Complex of Egypt.
对，你有没有埃及情节
？Do you have the complex of Egypt?
要不要下埃及
？Are you going to Egypt?
到底埃及是什么
？What is Egypt?
那现在我们再来想了。
Let's think about this.
对。埃及这个名词不是每次都坏的。
Egypt is not always bad.
但也不是每次都好的。
But it's not always good either.
现在约瑟在哪里
？Where is Joseph?
在埃及。
Joseph's in Egypt.
他在那里做什么
What does he do there?
他是宰相。
He's a governor.
他第一个反应是说我要去看。
His first reaction is, I will go and see him.
他所谓的罢了，也就是说，哦，在他在迦南地所有的东西，以前你们骗我的这些都怎么算了？
When he said it was enough, it meant that everything that happened in land of Canaan, he was willing to let go.
如果现在他还想到那十个儿子
，If he still hates his 10 sons,
应该气起来啊
！And he's angry.
你骗你老爸骗那么久
，You lied to me for 20 years.
害我二十几年来活到心里冰凉
，My heart went still.
不理你们
，He did not want to talk to them.
不理他们就已经有够伟大了，对不对？没有气他们，没有每个人揍一下。
It's not that bad to the point he beat them.
那我们来看第四十五章。
Let's look at 45.
第二十节。
Verse 20.
这个是法老讲的了哈。
Pharaoh said this.
啊，说叫他们搬过来哈。
To have them move there.
二十节。
20.
你们眼中不要爱惜你们的家具。
Do not be concerned about your goods.
中文把它翻成家具，那就比较容易了，对不对？家具两个破沙发，还搬家再买新的，不是更好？
goods can refer to furniture sometimes.
英文就比较好一点了。英文是什么
？Goods，goods
就所有你的东西啊，应该你的 goods 不只是两个破沙发，也包括你的钢琴吧
？Goods is more than two couch or is more than piano，
对不对？还有你其他的，说不定
that you have.
说不定你有一辆轿车。
Maybe you have a car.
不要顾惜。
Do not be concerned.
也就是说，你以前的，你在迦南地的放下。
Everything in the land of Canaan to let go.
搬到哪里
？To move where?
搬到埃及。
Move to Egypt.
好。儿子在哪里
？Where was his son?
希望在哪里
？Where was his hope?
他第一个反应是他的灵。复活过来。
His reaction was that his spirit revived.
见儿子。
He will see his son.
所以他说罢了。
He said it is enough.
要放得下。
To let go.
那你放得下，要不要把神放下
？When he let go, did he let God go?
有时候我们看到世上就把神放下了。
Sometimes when we see the world, then we put God down.
他有没有放下神？
Did he put God down?
没有。我们看他说罢了之后做些什么。
After what he said, it is enough. What did he do?
中文把它翻成两个罢了，罢了。
A Chinese repeated, "It is enough."
你那边就一个嘛，英文。好，没有关系。中国人比较热情啊，所以讲两次。
Chinese translated twice. It is enough.
要放得下。
To let go.
四十六章第一节。
46 chapter, verse 1.
你没有，他现在名字一变，不是雅各啊，变成以色列啊。
His name, when it says his name, he says Israel.
我们也知道雅各就是抓住。
Jacob means to hold on.
他放下。
But he let go.
不抓了嘛。
He does not hold on anymore.
以色列是神的王子啊。
Israel means the prince of God.
更好啊。
It's better.
你自己抓能够抓多少？
When you hold on to things, how many can you hold on?
享受神的丰盛，那不是更好吗
？Isn't it better to enjoy God's abundance?
好，那就带着一切所有的起来到了别是吧。
Israel took his journey with all that he had and came to Beersheba.
别是吧，不要忘记是他信仰的开始。
Beersheba was the place where his faith started.
是在那里呢，就是献祭给就献祭给他父亲以撒的神
，and offer sacrifices to the God of his father Isaac。
我们知道这个别是巴可以再查一下，这个很有趣的一个地方。
Beersheba is a very interesting place。
那个亚伯兰、以撒、雅各最后他们的终点就是别是巴。
The finish line where of Abraham and Isaac were all Beersheba。
是七个井。
There are seven wells。
那也是和好的一个地方。
It's a place of reconciliation.
他的祖父经过，他的爸爸经过，他现在也来到别是吧。
And he came to Beersheba himself.
那呢，就献祭给他父亲以撒的神。
He offered sacrifices to the God of his father Isaac.
那 在那里神就跟他说了。
There God spoke to him.
神在异象中就对以色列说。
God spoke to Israel in a vision.
神当然就叫他雅各雅各啦。
And said Jacob Jacob.
他说我在这里。
He said, "Here I am."
这是最标准的一个答案，就是了，也是最标准的神的呼叫，在旧约里面。
In the Old Testament, this is a standard answer.
神，如果有一天叫你 Scott Scott， 你要怎么回答？你说我在这里。
If God calls us today, we have to say, "Here I am."
这是标准的哈。
This is a standard answer.
好，你不要讲东讲西啊，说我在这里，神就会告诉你要做什么。
Do not say random stuff. Just say, "Here I am."
那神就说了第三节。
And God said in verse 3.
我是神啊，就是你父亲的神。
I am God, the God of your father.
神说：“你下埃及去。”
Go down to Egypt.
不要怕。
Do not fear.
神叫他下埃及啊。
God told him to go down to Egypt.
到底要不要下埃及啊
？So do we go to Egypt?
不要。
No.
要。
Yes.
就看你是为什么下埃及。
Depends on the reason.
你是以为饥荒溜了。以为去那里过得好，自己去，还是现在神有一个很大的功课要让他做的
？Are you escaping a famine, or is there an assignment that God wants you to do？
你可以看到以色列就是雅各，他现在以神为大。
We can see that Israel put God first。
他自己想我要去。
He wanted to go。
他到别是吧
？But he went to Beersheba instead。
他献祭。
He offered sacrifice。
神回答他。
And God answered him,
叫他下去
to tell him to go down.
不要怕
do not fear.
因为呢，我必使你在那里成为大族
for I will make you a great nation there.
大族啊
a great nation.
中文是说那个族啊，其实族就是一个家族，其实一个 nation， 大国啊
a great kingdom.
这个国就是那个创世纪十二章第一节、第二节，神应许亚伯拉罕的。
This is a nation that God promised Abraham in Genesis chapter 12.
进到埃及
to go into Egypt.
不是逃难
not to flee.
就是要成为大国
to become a great nation.
你所以你下去你不用怕
so you do not need to fear when you go down.
但是是暂时的
but this is temporary.
你下去还会上来
you will go down and come up.
那这里第四节很有名的我们都很知道的
and verse 4 is very famous.
我要和你同下埃及去。
I will go down with you to Egypt.
神跟他一起陪着他下埃及。
God will go down with him.
神也必把他带上来。
And he will bring him up again.
下去上来之间
，between this going down and bringing up，
你的儿子
，his son，
要把他的手放在你的眼睛上面。
Will put his hand on your eyes.
中文把它换成说为你送终了，其实就是把他的手放在眼睛上。
It means to send him away.
也就是说你会很安稳的去世
means you will pass peacefully.
你的生命会继续下去
Your life will continue.
这是在旧约是这样子的
This is in Old Testament.
老爸爸要去世了
Old father passing away.
常常是爸爸按手在孩子或是孙子的头上
Usually father will lay hand on his son or grandson.
那孩子把他的手放在爸爸的眼睛
And the children will put their hands on the father's eye.
那当然这个手应该是对爸爸来讲是安慰的手并且是传承的手
It is a hand of passing down and comforting
如果你的孩子要把手放在你眼睛这个手呢是血迹斑斑赌博那个战斗或是刚刚吃完那个什么迷魂药的你会说脏手不要摸
If this is a hand full of bloodshed and gambling and drugs you will say don't touch me
一定是能够传承的
It must be a hand that you can pass down to
能够安心的
You can have an ease of mind
那我们也知道接下来
And we know the next part
第五节
Verse 5
他就从别示巴起行了
Jacob arose from Beersheba
那他们就开始算了谁啊谁啊谁啊一起去了
So they counted his household
第七节
Verse 7
雅各把他的儿子孙子孙什么女儿孙女并他子子孙孙一同都带到埃及去了
His sons and his sons' sons His daughters and his sons' daughters And all his descendants he brought with him to Egypt
他放下
He put it down
那个现在是迦南一切的放下
He put down everything in Canaan
但是也是他们家庭的 不幸放下。
He put down his the things that the sad things in his family.
因为雅各这个人，他是两代的家庭不幸。
Jacob had two generations of unfortunate events.
第一是他跟他哥哥。
First one is between him and his brother.
但是他跟他哥哥的问题解决了。
He already resolved that problem.
就是他瘸腿之后的事啊。
After he was crippled.
他面对了神。
He faced God.
神让他瘸腿了。
God crippled him.
人一瘸腿，他的两把刷子就掉了，就没有了。
Once he was crippled, he is no longer capable.
本来他很厉害的。
He was very capable before.
你可以想，他前半生是靠着他两只腿，那个跑遍天下的。
Before that, he ran over the world with his legs.
他开始跟哥哥争执，赢了。
And he battled with his brother and he won.
去到那个舅舅家，舅舅也是很厉害啊。
He went to his uncle's house. His uncle was very capable.
但是他赢了。
But he won.
带着两大队人回来。
He brought two teams of households back.
他先打听看哥哥怎么样。
He sent people to see what his brother is doing.
消息说哥哥带个四百人来了。
And they reported back that his brother brought 400 people back.
他一想，四百人来迎接啊，太隆重了吧。
And he thought 400 is too many.
当然是要来把他消灭掉啊。
They must have come to kill me.
他用各种方法。
So he used all kinds of ways.
你可以看到人心的那个诡诈跟那个自私。
You can see the deception and selfishness of a man's heart.
他是很自私的。
He was very selfish.
爱的人摆后面。
He put the people he loved in the back.
比较不爱，不是说不爱他们，摆前面先死。
The people he loved less, he put it in the front.
最后全部送过去。
And then he sent all of them.
他一个人跑到最后面。
But he himself stayed in the very back.
还隔着一条河。
And there's a brook.
他以为这样很安全啊。
He thought he was safe.
哪里晓得神来了。
But he didn't know that God's coming.
他最后拼命啊。
In the end, he risked his life.
但是神就摸他一下而已。
But God touched him.
我们只知道属神的人在属灵的生命会有敏感性。
And for a godly person, they will have sensitivity in spirit.
有人属灵敏感性，神给信息，他会 antenna 会收得到啊。
Spiritual person will receive God's message through antenna.
有些信徒，哇，那个皮不要多厚，圣经了，不是不是说信徒没有了，那个以赛亚书第一章，神说当时以色列人啊，神说我已经做你们的，做到没有一个地方没有伤，多前遭伤痕呢，再没有一个地方没有受伤，我可以打你一下的。但是还是皮，
God
还是醒不过来。
Punished them so much, but they are so rebellious.
这个就很难了。
It's very difficult.
雅各属神的人，他会知道的。
Jacob was a godly person. He knew.
一摸
God touched him.
当然他还瘸了。
He was crippled.
他最厉害那一招就没有了。
His best method is nothing now.
他比别人更厉害的那两把刷子全都坏了。
He was not as capable before.
一把刷子就很好的嘛。如果他有两把刷子，
You only need some abilities.
所以醒过来。
So he woke up.
那现在呢？
What about now?
他醒过来。
He revived.
带着所有的下埃及了。
He brought all that he had and went to Egypt.
所以他一下埃及第一件事情做什么？
What is the first thing he did when he went to Egypt?
我们看第四十七章第七节。
Let's look at chapter 47, verse 7.
约瑟就把他去见法老。
Joseph brought Jacob to see Pharaoh.
他去见法老。
He saw Pharaoh.
这个不是，他不是以一个臣民的身份去的。
He is not there as a citizen.
他是一个长者身份去的。
He is there as an elder.
那第八节。
Verse 8.
法老问他了，老先生啊，你现在年纪多大了？
Pharaoh said to Jacob, "How old are you?"
那雅各就对他说了。
And Jacob said to Pharaoh,
他晓得他人生是寄居的。
He knew he was a pilgrim.
他说我聚居在世啊130年。
The days of the years of my pilgrimage are 130 years.
我们如果能够活到130岁也应该是感谢的了。
And we should give thanks if we can live to 130 years old.
他说我平生的年日呢又少又苦。
He said, few and evil have been the days of the years of my life.
希望这句话不是我们要死之前讲的。
Hopefully this is not something we will say.
这时候他还没死啊。
He did not die yet.
他已经度过了这些苦难。
He's passed all the suffering.
130岁又少。少是没有关系啊。苦啊。他真的是苦。
He says, 130 years, the days are evil.
可以讲一个苦难的雅各的一生。
Jacob has suffered his entire life.
他实在是苦。
He suffered a lot.
家里苦。
He suffered his family and his job.
但到最后现在罢了。
But in the end, he said, it is enough.
日子会好过。
His days will get better.
所以他做什么呢？
What did he do?
你看第十节啊。
Verse 10.
雅各又给法老祝福。
So Jacob blessed Pharaoh.
那就从法老面前出去。
And went out from before Pharaoh.
法老是当时对他们从埃及人来讲，法老好像神一样呢。
To Egyptians, Pharaoh is like a god.
跟法老祝福啊。
To bless Pharaoh.
就是他的位分比法老大呀。
It means he's superior than Pharaoh.
如果我不知道你们对总统的印象怎么样，不要讲你们的总统好了，不需要讲什么。那古时候，一个老先生被带去见皇帝。那个老先生跟皇帝祝福，哇，那这个老先生不得了。
If an old man blessed the king, then this old man is very high.
啊，是不是？他是做这样的事啊。
He did that thing.
好，那完了之后呢
？After this,
我们来看第四十八章二十一节。
Let's look at chapter 48.
四十，我看看四十七章二十八节了哈。
Chapter 47, verse 28.
这是你看以色二十七节，以色列人住在埃及哦。
Israel lived in Egypt.
那边做什么
？What did he do there?
生育甚多。
He had many descendants.
那这些当然都是要出埃及的这些人呐、
啊。And these people will go out of Egypt eventually.
后来组成神的军队的就是他们。
If they formed God's army.
以色列人。
The
以色列神的军队
Israelites is the army of God.
从谁而来
Who did it come from? Jacob.
28节
Verse 28.
雅各住在埃及17年
Jacob lived in the land of Egypt 17 years.
其实他人生好日子只有这17年了
That was all the good years in his life.
因为他讲罢了之后才有好日子过、啊、
It was only good after he said it was enough.
以前全部把他放了
He let go of his past.
你看他一生拼到最后什么都放了。
He worked hard his entire life, but he let go of everything.
人间的恩怨啊，情仇啦、啊，你放不下，你进不了天国啊。
But he put down all the emotions, all the hatred, and if you don't do that, you cannot go to heaven.
你所不放啊
，If you don't let go,
死不了
，You cannot die,
对不对
？Right.
死一定要所要放啊。
If you want to die, you have to let go.
什么都一样。
It's the same.
所以。过了十七年
17 years pass
当然这是你也可以说是偶然也可以说是神的安排你看约瑟在家十七年后来他爸爸也在那里被他养了十七年十七对十七、啊、
Joseph was in his family for 17 years and Jacob lived in Egypt for 17 years
好那到了这个时候呢
So now
那个他很感谢神啊
He thank God very much.
他可以在我们看第三十一节
Let's get, look at 31.
最后是说于是以色列在床头上敬拜神
So Israel bowed himself on the head of the bed.
你到最后已经下不了床了
He could not go down from his bed.
你还可以在床头上敬拜神
You can still worship God on your bed.
所以我们看四十八章二十一节
Let's look at chapter 48, verse 20.
二十一节
21.
以色列又对约瑟说
Then Israel said to Joseph,
说我要死了
Behold, I am dying.
因为他讲罢了，所以他能够这么安心的说我要死了。
He can say, I am dying peacefully.
我们一般人很少说我要死了。
We don't say we are dying.
我们常骂别人说你要死了。
We say you should die.
对不对？
Right?
很少人说哎，我要死了。
Not a lot of people say I will die.
那以色列说我要死了。
Israel said I am dying.
但这个不是坏话。
It's not something bad.
他知道我要死了。
He knew that he was dying.
他说但神必与你们同在。
He said but God will be with you.
哎。然后呢，领你们回到你们列祖之地。
And bring you back to the land of your fathers.
我要死了。
I am dying.
神会跟你们同在。
God will be with you.
有一天你们会来见我的。
One day you will meet me.
好，我们继续再看五十章。
Let's look at chapter 50.
第二十四节。
Verse 24.
一个牧羊人到老的时候。
An old shepherd.
说我要死了。
He said, I am dying.
就是以色列。
Israel.
一个埃及的宰相
，A governor of Egypt，
很大呀
，A very high position。
他死后不是把他埋了
，After he dies, people don't bury him。
也不是烧了
，They don't burn him。
你把他做成木乃伊啊
，They don't make him a mummy。
哎，你看那个第二十六节是把他当把他熏了、啊，把他好像熏也不能说熏鸡了、啊、那个停尸啊，那个要停很久的木乃伊。如果你去美国应该有吧，那个大英帝国博物馆，你去有一个陈列馆，哇，一个一个都是一个一个死那个千年的死人呐、啊，都还在、啊。
In Britain, there's a museum that had a lot of mummies, and here it says they embalmed him.
好，那我们看二十四节
，Verse 24.
约瑟就对他的
Joseph says his brethren
一样哦，跟他爸爸一样。
Same as his father.
是不是他爸爸？他听了爸爸的话，就一直记住啊。
Maybe he remembered the words his father spoke to him.
他还说我要死了。
He also said, "I am dying."
你死了没有关系。
It's okay if I die.
死不是绝望。
Death is not the.
你休息了。
You just rest.
在主里死了是有福的。
In the Lord, when you die, you are blessed.
在圣神的眼中，一个圣徒的死是很宝贵的。
In God's eye, a death of the saints is very precious.
很宝贵，所以你是宝贵的死人啊。
You are a precious dead person.
你要，我们一般如果你报说啊，我们这边有一个死人送给你，我看，绝对没有人要的。
If you say I have a dead person, I want to gift it to you, no one will want it.
但是对神来讲很宝贵。
But to God is very precious.
他说我要死了。
I am dying.
但神必定看顾你们。
But God will surely visit you.
领你们从这地上去到你。到他启示所应许给亚伯兰以撒雅各之地。
And bring you out of this land to the land of which he swore to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob.
就连上了这个信仰的最终的这个目标，这个路呢就连上了。
So they connected their faith, the journey of faith, and the end.
那今天我们只是看到那个雅各。
But today we only study Jacob.
对人而言
，to people，
无论你经过多大的困苦
，regardless of how much suffering you went through，
神让你已经醒过来
，God will wake you up。
神让你已经有舒服的日子啊
，God will give you peaceful days。
你要放下以前的
，you have to let go of the past。
然后呢，就朝着神给你的目标。
And walk toward the goal that God gives you.
要放得下
To let go.
罢了
It is enough.
我们来唱诗
Let's sing him.
481首
481.
那等一下我们唱副歌就唱这个
We'll sing the refrain later.